You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Kat Berkey. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you because I have been using your products. These are just some of them.
Awesome.
For the past few months, and my skin has just transformed. So I'm going to tell you guys, the audience, all about Kat Berkey. We are going to be talking about skincare, which is very important in our relationship with our skin and how our, when we feel confident, it helps in our relationship. So we're going to relate it all back to love because I know my viewers are all about love. And we are also going to hear from Kat about your marriage, your relationship, and how synchronistic this day is. So let me read you guys a little bit about Kat first. And here it is. So, and Kat's amazing. Just, she's done a lot. So here we go. A lifelong advocate for nutrition, health, and beauty, Kat Berkey is an award-winning nutrition and wellness expert recognized for offering online solutions that results in distinctive luxury skincare products that with clinically proven effectiveness. The meticulously crafted skincare ingredients stem from Kat's early discipline training in nutrition. Her passion for health and wellness led her to pursue a dual degree, JD, in healthcare law and master's in health policy. She focused on epidemiology and the rise of food-related diseases and was particularly interested in the role nutrition played worldwide in both health and disease states and how this could be linked to the food supply that was in, that was indigenous to that particular region. After graduation, she applied her knowledge to managed care healthcare organizations to assist in the implementation and rollout of national preventative disease management programs, utilizing cutting-edge nutritional research and understanding that the vital effects that nutrients and antioxidants in our food have on our bodies, Kat realized that skincare preparations can actually heal and benefit your largest organ, your skin, faster and even more effectively than food. Can't wait to hear about this. Kat formulates with careful ingredients, combining understanding the important relationship ingredients have on one another, choosing potent anti-aging agents that once combined form super nutrients, as you see in natural and vitamin applications. Likewise, filler ingredients are avoided, thank God. MSM, not going to try to pronounce methyl sulfur methane, is used. Do you want to pronounce it?
That's it. You got it.
Is used to assist in wider and deeper absorption where healing begins and to maximize each formulation with therapeutically dense complexes. The goal is to give your skin the preparation it needs to produce healthier skin cells in its constant healing and renewal process. The end results are products with the highest level of efficacy and solid science in their formulations. It says our mission, their mission is to help you discover your skin's full potential through formulations powered by nutritional science. Ms. Berkey has recently launched Nourish magazine to help readers realize their health, wellness, beauty, and self-care goals. She also keeps busy with her popular beauty and body detox programs. She lives in Greenwich, Connecticut with her husband, son, and two dogs. So, Kat.
You got the long version for sure.
Definitely got the long version. And you know what's interesting? A lot of times I get these long bios and I shorten them. But I didn't this time. My intuition was like, you know what? There are so many things in this bio that I want my viewers to know about you. Like I wanted them to know the full package of Kat.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. So, Kat, do you want to, I would love for you just to start and like, let's hear our story. How did you get into, I mean, I just read it all, but in your words, you know, how did you get into skincare? How did you get so passionate about skincare?
Well, I didn't know skincare at all. I grew up in a household. My mom was into nutrition, had every nutrition book. So, I mean, it was all we ever talked about. And, you know, even like, eighth grade, talking about diets, like when that starts, you know, like the whole thing. My mom's original generation Californian, so I think she was health and wellness from her upbringing as well. I grew up on the East Coast. I'm the last of four, and was super, super close with my mom. So I think a lot of, obviously it's genetic, right? So you have like this things that you like, but I think growing up around her had gave me that instinct and desire and interest to pursue it. So I pursued healthcare. I knew it was interesting. Nutrition was everything to me. Like I find it extremely interesting. Studied it undergraduate, and then really didn't know what I wanted to do at that point. What do you do with a nutrition degree? I was looking at it there's like cafeteria jobs, things like that I really didn't have interest in. I was more in the policy part of it. So still not knowing where I was going to end up, went to law school, did a healthcare policy dual degree, knowing that I didn't want to go in and fighting cases necessarily, but I wanted to see how can you help basically all of the our situations in disease management basically are all related to food. So eventually that's where I ended up. And then eventually, strangely, a long-winded story, I met people who formulate skincare. And then it's an organ. And it's an organ that responds immediately to a lot of these nutritional concepts in our body. Of course it does. It's a part of our body. So it's going to respond the same way of how we absorb nutrients, how we respond, how we heal. We are healing machines. Mm-hmm. So it was really super interesting to me because I never applied that or thought about that in our skin, including my own. I never treated my own skin. I was oblivious to anything in that world. So I had a long learning curve, obviously, because now I'm in the beauty world. So that was a totally different take than anything I had been in. But it was a natural progression, although it doesn't seem like it would be. It was for me when I learned about it. And I found that you could apply nutritional concepts to actually healing the skin. And when we first launched, the brand was called Raw Beauty. And the idea about that was to take a lot of these nutritional concepts, and people understood kind of what that meant. And then we had to ride this kind of natural organic wave and not be pigeonholed in that. Although of course you want chemical free, toxin free, all that kind of stuff, ingredients. But our story was much more about how our body utilizes things for healing and how healthy skin is the base of any kind of treatment, and really looking at it from that perspective. But I could keep going on, but that's basically how I landed there.
Well, as you're talking, what's coming to me is, you kept saying things like, well, I just kind of landed there. And then
it was years and years and years and years.
So. But what I was about to say was that I'm a very spiritual person. We talk about spirituality and stuff on the show. Like, to me, it wasn't like, I just landed there, or I ran into this person, this person helped me. Like, it seemed like it was just flowing. Like, it was all planned out, and you were meant to meet these people. You were meant to get inspired by certain people.
That's so true. I mean, it really is. It's kind of along those lines. I think that is with people who you meet in general, right? They're there for a reason, to kind of good or bad, to take you in directions or not. But I think definitely for career choices is to really listen to things that are brought to you or that you are surrounded by, and then to have the courage to pursue it, I guess, right?
Yeah. It's the strength of heart, the courage, and the willingness. But also there was something like I've had very few moments, because these moments don't happen that often, but in my life where something has happened and I feel alive. Mm-hmm. And it's a sacred yes. This is a yes. And so I feel like you've had these moments where you're like, this is a yes, and then you just like fly.
Yeah, it's really wild. I mean, especially when it's over a course of many, many years, it's not like it's just so obvious. But then when you look back on it, you're like, oh. Yeah, it is kind of interesting that I kind of went that direction and I didn't go this direction. I potentially could have done that, but I didn't do that and I did this. And yeah, I think I totally agree with that.
It sounds like, because we talk a lot about intuition and connection with ourselves, it sounds like you are very connected with yourself and you have a good sense of yourself, etc., that you're able to make good decisions for yourself.
Well, I think it's what you said. I think it definitely is a feeling and listening to that feeling. Probably everybody has that feeling. but you don't listen to it. And that's the difference. And like to become aware of when you feel like something, this just, sometimes you just don't, maybe not now when you feel it, but you just get these feelings that this isn't right. But when you get it again, to eventually take the time and look at it and figure out what that is really important. And I've learned that through the years for sure.
Yes, because we all do. Okay, so let's talk about your products. I know you use cold pressed. They go through a cold pressed situation. And then there's the super nutrient ingredients. Let's talk about how are your products truly healing? And this, I mean, I think like until I die, I'm going to use this vitamin C cream.
There's mine. You get a better one than me.
I mean, this is what I have to say about it. I've used products throughout the years. I feel like I could like be a connoisseur. Like I could also be like a skincare person. Not really, but it's just that I've tried so many products and it's the texture. It's the fact that I put it on my skin and it just like flows. And then it literally makes it glow. And I literally see the fine lines and the wrinkles just disappear. And well, not just totally go away, you know, but look better. And I feel like I look younger and I feel like I'm glowing. So what is it? What's the magic?
It's really healing an organ, right? And that's looking at it from that perspective. I think for so many others, because we get used to these other skincare products that possibly don't work at all, or if they do, it's a very rudimentary result. And that's because they focus on a one ingredient story, a lot of them. So this is my claim to fame. I've got this, so it's a marketing thing primarily. And you can have the best ingredient in the world, but if it's surrounded by other ingredients that aren't supporting it, or are actually canceling it out, or you can't absorb any of it because there's things in it that your body is like, no, I don't take this in because I've never recognized this whatsoever, then what good is it? So our look at the ingredients is the super nutrient complexes that you mentioned and what that means. So if you take a vitamin, for instance, or why your milk is fortified, right? So think about D and calcium. The reason why they put D and calcium together is because you're going to absorb more of the other. So that's what we would call a super nutrient complex. So one is there to help support the other, and they're both really great. But once you put them two together, you're going to, so the trick to any skincare is to absorb, and not only to absorb, but to give it great ingredients that's going to heal whatever the particular issue is, where healing begins, which is the deepest layer of the skin. So when you have things like silicone in your products, guarantee you, you're not absorbing anything. You just can't, because it has cells and silicone will block absorption. So what you just kept saying, when you've put it on and you feel like that kind of feeling, is absorption, right? So your body, just like think about when you're super thirsty and you're drinking water, how good that feels. It's the same kind of feeling. So it's getting the super nutrient complexes in. It's cold processing, so they're not overly processed. So you're not degrading the value. That's a very nutritional concept that's out there. And then, you know, making sure that, you know, I was at an event once and this person was purchasing something. I was talking to a customer and there was a person purchasing something. I was trying to ignore the whole situation behind me. And she didn't know there's an event with a brand founder talking about the skincare and that kind of doing these one-on-ones. And she came over. And she's like, I don't like to talk about other brands ever. But she brought this thing. She just spent, I don't know, like $400. And she's like, can you just tell me about this? And then the brand's right there. They're with her. Like, you know, the brand salesperson. And I had to, I turned the box over and the number one ingredient was alcohol. So I don't care what's in there. Mm-hmm. And I don't, especially for $400, I really care. So I'm like, I'm just not going to tell you anything, but the number one ingredient is alcohol. Like that, there's a problem with that from multiple layers. One is it's going to irritate your skin. So what good is that? So we have something in all of our products called KB5 complex, and it's 5 herbs for anti-inflammatory, because that's what most skin concerns are. And if your skin or your organ or whatever part of your body is inflamed, it's not going to be receptive to other things. So you have to find where this inflammation is coming from, soothe it, and then feed it, and then make sure it's going to absorb. So that's our biggest point of difference.
I mean, like I said, I've been using all different types of products, and I don't want to name names also, but the ones that are like a lot more. I mean, you do have a price point that is like higher, but it's because it's quality, but it's also not like unaffordable. I think it's literally perfect. And here's my question. So with all of this said, you know, we talk on this show and I talk with my friends and my colleagues and everything. We as women, you know, we want to feel good. We want to look good from the inside out, everything. And so I love that your products are making it so women can feel and look younger and feel more confident no matter what their dating situation is, if they're single, if they're in a relationship already. But I'm sure that the feedback, and I've seen the feedback on your Instagram and everything, that people are saying, thank you so much for coming into my life. Because I do know that you're changing lives because people are feeling more confident.
I mean, it's everything, right? I mean, especially when you have a relationship show, you must know that. I mean, that's comes into play in relationships so much, whether, you know, I mean, having that kind of, you know, on both sides, you know, being confident or secure, right, is probably the most important thing for that. And that's what a lot of couples go back and forth with. I'm not saying it's not normal and not that's going to keep going on. But yes, for sure, I think it's a huge part. And I think just even doing something that's good for yourself, as you know it's good, you know, you're feeding and it feels good too. So the results are great. You feel great about it. So obviously you can go out and you feel more confident, but you also know that you're doing something that's, you know, good for your skin.
Which leads me into, if you are in a relationship or if you're not in a relationship, but you're going to be manifesting that right person for you, you want to be putting good stuff in your skin, on your skin, that's not going to cause cancer or anything like that. You want to be eating healthy so that you can live a long life, which brings me to you and your husband.
Okay.
Because you obviously want to live as long as you can with your husband. And I have some questions about your relationship. Wasn't that a good segue? It was so good. It was so perfect.
Yes, it was. Exactly.
I mean, I'm so smooth. Okay. Smooth like the cream. Okay. So, so what's crazy, because I need to hear about your relationship. What's crazy that we were emailing about is that you met your husband. So today is August 2nd.
Right.
You met your husband.
August 5th.
1995. Okay. So I'd love to hear the story.
Of how we met? Oh my God. Yes. Well, remember we were young and really immature for a very long time. We probably still are. He had just moved. I was in Connecticut. I didn't grow up in Connecticut, but I was in Connecticut, and he had just moved out of New York City into Connecticut around the same time that I was there, which was interesting. Going back to kind of what you were talking about, with people being in certain places at certain times and that kind of thing.
Synchronicity.
A girlfriend of mine had me go to a party, and I went with her. We were going to school together, and I was sitting there, and she was off talking to people, and I was just sitting there on the sofa, and I felt this figure just standing there. I was like, he didn't know what to say. And I turned and I looked at him, and he was just staring. And then we went outside and we talked, and then it was just, that was it.
And how old were you at that point?
I was 23.
And he was around the same age?
2 years older.
Okay. And literally that was it. Like you went on a date and you just knew that he was the one.
I mean, no.
Okay. It wasn't like that. That was your guy, but it wasn't that.
No, I mean, I liked him a lot, and we dated very interested, and he was very interested, but we dated for a really long time. I was in school. He was really like immature and like kind of just crazy. He was still crazy. He was in that crazy phase that men go through where he's just kind of, I had a moment of just like how I dealt with it was like, I'm going to do my thing. And And then by 2000 and I'm going to say 2001, we hadn't even, I told him, I'm like, we're not ever going to live together without being engaged. That was just my rule. But think about it, 1995 to 2001 was a long time of dating.
Yeah.
And then by 2001, he kept showing me a house. He went to buy this house, blah, 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 blah. So we got engaged right before we bought the house. So then it was cute. It was really cute that he took that seriously and did that.
So around 2001, you got engaged.
Basically. We got engaged and we bought a house at the same time. Yes.
Okay. So how did you know that he was the one?
I don't think I ever knew that. And sometimes I still don't know that. I mean, it just is, I'll be real. It's like, you never do, you know? I think it's just when you you have your back and forth and you learn about each other. And like after even all these years, I'm probably like 80% understanding what he's thinking and what he's doing. Like it's still not ever, maybe that's what keeps it together. I don't know. But it's just, I think it's, first of all, we both have the same sense of humor. Humor is a huge thing.
Oh, yes.
It's almost all of it. And then you kind of miss, like, let's say you're just like, okay, I'm not so sure. And I'm going to just go spend some time by myself, which I think is important to do too. I really think this kind of like spending some time to yourself and allowing the other person to have time to themselves is super important. But then when you miss that sense of humor, I think that's everything, right? So I think that's what kind of like, because you speak each other's language at a certain point.
Well, I love that you just said miss. You used the word missed him because that, like, in my list of questions for my clients of how do you know if this person is the one of the most important things, and people, I think it's underrated, is do you miss the person when you're not with them? Any aspect of them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, no, I don't really miss them. So the fact that you miss this aspect, this sense of humor, and I'm sure a lot of other things.
It took 2 days to get to that point, but yes, I eventually do.
Yes, I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. By the way, I'm making a documentary, and I'm interviewing couples that have been together for a lengthy amount of time that, like, have it. Not perfect couples, but are, you know, perfect for each other. So we can talk about that another time, but I would love to interview. I'm going to be in New York in a few months. I'd love to interview you guys. Anyhow, so what would you say? I'm totally putting you on the spot, but I feel like you're good at this. And also there's nothing to think about. You're just going to tap into your heart. Like, what's some inspirational things? Like, what would you say to people, whether they're already in a relationship or not, or a marriage or not? What are the things that are so important for a relationship to be sustainable, but not just sustainable? I just wrote an article on surviving versus thriving, not just surviving, but thriving in a relationship.
I think obviously the what everyone says, communication, but I mean, that is a huge one, and not just communicating about things, but communicating about how you communicate, but that's like where you can almost joke about the fact that you guys just did whatever you just did, and instead of making it bigger than it is. I think sometimes you get so set in your ways and this is what I don't like and doing this and doing that or whatever, that you just don't and just kind of like let it go. But I think, it was recent. I can't think about what it was. But I thought to myself after we talked, I'm like, isn't that funny that we just talked about how we talked and how we communicated? And I felt like that was so important, because it just kind of like puts it into perspective of what it really is and what's going on. And then you think twice when you're doing it again. So I think that's cliche. I think that and a sense of humor are the two most important things.
Yeah, laughing about things. And then I love that you're mixing them. You're like laughing about the communication.
Yeah, but you have to. You'll go crazy if you just build yourself into like a rut.
The other day, my husband was complaining about how there's an expiration date on fruit. And he said he feels like there's this whole conspiracy theory and they're trying to like just they're just out to get you. And I'm like, and I did my whole like therapizing or coaching or whatever spiritual thing that I do. And I was like, Well, if we were to look at this as everything's a projection, where inside of you do you feel like you're trying to scam yourself? And he literally was like, I can't take this. He walked away, and we've joked about it since. But I called him out. Like, I called out the truth, and then we were able to joke about it because we were talking about raspberries, you know?
Right.
But like, it was like his own unresolved issue was coming up with he's feeling scammed. And I'm like, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Like, it's just not a big deal. So I'm calling you out. And we laughed. So laughing is very important. I agree.
It is. Yes.
Okay. So getting back to skincare, because we're almost out of time. What would you say? Or like, have you ever had a situation where, because your skin is glowing, by the way, also.
My lighting's really weird, but thank you.
It looks great.
I'm a little blue, but thanks.
No, I don't think you look blue. I think you look glowing.
It does.
Tell us about situations where like you've tried on a new product. It's kind of like there's that cliche where a woman comes home, she gets her hair highlighted, and like the guy doesn't notice, but like, has there been a situation where you use a new product of yours and your husband's like, oh my God. Like, okay, guys don't speak like that. But like where he's like, wow, like your skin looks really good.
I mean, he uses the products first of all. So he notices a difference. And he's one of the things with the vitamin C cream, men do like it because it's super light. You know, they don't like heavy textures and, you know, too much about anything. But I don't know if he's definitely not that kind of guy. He's not the kind of like, wow, you know.
Right, that's what I said, but most guys don't talk like that.
Yeah. But I mean, you can still kind of tell sometimes with maybe a little bit more attentive. But I don't know. I mean, I think he knows. I mean, he believes in the skincare. He sees the difference. I mean, I'm just like, you know, I use all of them. But no, I don't think anything directly like that, for sure. He hasn't done it. I will say, though, I've had people who I know in my inner, in my close circle, who have used things to say, oh my God, I can't believe, or their husbands told them, like a difference it's made and things like that. So I've definitely heard a lot of stories like that.
So out of all your products, what would you say are the most transformable, like you use them at any age and you see a difference?
I think our Goji Essence is one of those things that you're like, okay, I mean, it really, I should use it. But I haven't used it in a while.
Is it like this type of essence, like this, or is it like a gel?
No, it's that kind of essence. I believe in a lot of thinner texture, especially in an essence, because you want to use a thinner product before you go to a heavier product. So people are always like, do I use this? When do I use this? Well, if it's thinner, it goes on first for absorption. So things that have like a retinol in it or lactic acids, all that kind of should be thin because you want it to absorb. So for instance, if you get a retinol cream, it makes no sense because retinol is just going to sit on the surface of your face, not absorb. It's going to burn it because retinol is harsh. So you definitely want, but anyway, back to Goji Essence. So Goji Essence is a lactic acid, tripeptides. It's just super good at giving you that blurring effect of the skin. Like you just see it. And then I would say our second one is our marine collagen form control. So it's really good at plugging in for just like right before going on, you know, camera or going to an event. But it has a long-term benefit of allowing your own collagen to, you know, replace itself, because that's what happens with time as you start to get less. So those two products, I think, are the most transformative for sure.
Would you recommend like a Goji and then the second product you mentioned and then putting vitamin C on top and then SPF?
Or what you could do is Goji, then the face cream, the C cream, and then you would do the form control just to kind of plug in form and like go out. And then at night, use the form control as a mask for your collagen overall.
Okay. I'll be speaking to Angie, your assistant. She's just amazing. And I'll be like, remind me of these so I can order more. Okay. Well, is there anything else? First of all, what is your website? I mean, pitch. Are there any deals going on?
Are there deals? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, pitch your whole, like, how people find these products and everything. Your website, your IG.
Yes. So for sure, go to catburkey.com is our website. Our Instagram is Catburkey Skincare. And our Facebook is Catburkey Skincare. And we have, sign up for emailers because we have a couple of promotions here and there all the time, whether it's just a gift of purchase or something of some sort. We have some great retailers. We have Neiman and Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom, and they have their own little GWPs and specials here and there as well. Not little GWPs, so probably big GWPs. Okay. I don't know why I said that.
Purchase. Well, congratulations for getting into those big places. I mean, you like, it's amazing. And I'm not surprised because your products are so quality. Like any day, if you ever shoot a commercial, like I'll go in there and just be like, yes, you have to buy these products.
Because, oh, nice. Okay.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, I'm being so honest for the past 20 something years that I've been like, you know, actually caring about my skin. This is one of my favorites. So, I'm so happy that I can't remember. I think it was my assistant reached out to you guys somehow. I don't know how we found each other, but I'm so grateful. And I'm so happy that we can put you on the show and we get these. What'd you say?
I said, what a fun time we just had.
So much fun. And thank you for just being open to share about your relationship also, because it's all connected.
Yes, it
our
is.
Our skin, our heart, everything, you know, looking good, feeling
all
good.
Good organs, yes.
All the organs seem to be functioning properly and happily and thriving.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. And as always, everybody can reach me at therelationshipexpert.com and join us every week, Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio, 5 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. And thank you, Kat.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.